Hello, this is Paul Wing. And Little Nipper, ready to tell you some of the Uncle Wiggily stories. Now, every time Nipper barks, like that, it's your signal to turn the page in your storybook. You ready? Then here we go. One day, Uncle Wiggily put on his long frock coat that went way down to there. Between his long rabbit's ears, he set his tall silk hat that went way up to there. He put on his little bow tie. He grabbed his red, white, and blue walking cane, which he could twirl and twirl and twirl, and right out of the house he walked. My, he's a fine-looking rabbit with that tall silk hat, said his housekeeper, Nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy. And Uncle Wiggily was so pleased that his pink nose wiggled and twinkled like a star. Uncle Wiggily walked and walked and walked to the grocery store owned by his good friend Uncle Pat Butter the Goat. Did you turn the page? As usual, Uncle Pat Butter was eating Swiss cheese while he poured a pint of milk for Susie Littletail. He looked at Uncle Wiggily and said, "You look much too fancy with that tall silk hat. Take it off." "Oh, no," said Uncle Wiggily. "A tall silk hat is stylish and useful." Just at that moment, Susie Littletail cried, "There's a hole in my pail, and the milk is running out." Uncle Wiggily quickly poured the milk from the leaky pail into his hat. Susie Littletail said, "Uncle Wiggily, your tall silk hat certainly is stylish and useful." And Uncle Wiggily was so pleased that his pink nose wiggled and twinkled like two stars. Uncle Pat Butter poured Susie's milk from Uncle Wiggily's hat into a new pail without a hole. Then Uncle Wiggily, twirling his cane, and Uncle Pat Butter, eating some Swiss cheese, took a ride in Monkey Doodle's boat. Suddenly, Monkey Doodle cried, "There's a leak in the boat. We'll all drown." But Uncle Wiggily wasn't worried. With his tall silk hat, he bailed out all the water. "My," said Monkey Doodle, "your tall silk hat certainly is stylish and useful." And Uncle Wiggily was so pleased that his pink nose wiggled and twinkled like three stars. Well, back on shore, Uncle Wiggily twirling his cane, and Uncle Pat Butter still eating Swiss cheese, visited a lady pig named Mrs. Twistytail. "I need a vase for some flowers I have gathered," said Mrs. Twistytail. And Uncle Wiggily said, "Use my tall silk hat. It makes a perfect vase." Suddenly, Uncle Pat Butter stopped eating Swiss cheese and ran away. "Where are you going?" shouted Uncle Wiggily. And Uncle Pat Butter called back, "Your tall silk hat saved the milk. It saved the boat. And now it has saved the flowers. It certainly is stylish and useful, and I'm buying one for myself." Uncle Wiggily was so pleased to hear what Uncle Pat Butter said that his pink nose wiggled and twinkled and twinkled and twinkled.